Diary, August 1873. August 1st to 31st, 1873. Wallings Mills, Colorado. We rose early and made preparations to go to Central. Willie and I went for the purpose of bringing home brother and sister Canwright. Willie got horses shod in town. We had quite a shower. Purchased some things. We had a pleasant interview with Brother Tucker's family. We relished our dinner. They urged us to come and see them. We passed through Nevada on our way home to see the settlement and ascertain the prospects of holding meetings in the place. There are many places where the truth should be presented. We have decided to send for Brother Van Horn and wife. We all returned home safely. Wallings Mills. This is a beautiful day. We walked out early and had a precious season of prayer. We wrote quite steadily upon the temptations of Christ. My husband is writing upon white robes. The treasures of God's word are being opened to him. He sees the truth like precious gems and is striving to link them together. We see a glorious harmony in truth. Two men came hungry, had walked from the foot of the range. We placed before them the simple food we had cooked. They ate like hungry men indeed. Wallings Mills. We rose early, walked out for a season of prayer in the valley. We wrote very steadily until nearly noon. We then went in the pasture berrying. Before dinner we picked one quart. After dinner we gathered several quarts. We then walked quite a distance in the woods to see land that we think of purchasing. We found excellent land that could bear much grass, if not vegetables, if cleared. We were pleased with the scenery. When we returned to the pasture, we met Mrs. Lasley. Her husband and children were at the house. We returned and visited with them. My husband went with me to the top of the mountain, and we had a season of prayer. Wallings Mills. We rose early. Wrote letters to go to Central. My husband and Sister Hall rode to Central. I sent letters to Sister Lockwood of Holly, Michigan, for dried fruit, also to Angelia Edmonds. My husband brought home letters from Brother Cornell, Elder Butler, Brother Abbey, Dr. Russell, Brother Lindsay. We had a very refreshing praying season on the mountain. Willie, Elder Canwright, and myself gathered quite a quantity of strawberries. Wallings Mills. We wrote several letters. I wrote one to Elder Loughborough in reference to his wife's health and informing him we should remain in Colorado during the winter. Willie and Elder Canwright went to Black Hawk to get our box of goods sent from Battle Creek. They came back in good season. Willie and Sister Hall went directly to Wallings Mills. My husband and Elder Canwright opened box of goods. Everything came in good order. We had a bill of $17 to pay on the box. It was mostly filled with bound volumes of review and tracts and pamphlets. After we had unpacked the goods, we walked on the way to Mr. Wallings. We had pleasant conversation. We walked 1 mile. Had a season of prayer and met our family and rode back with them. Wallings Mills. I devoted much time to arranging my room, tacked down carpet, put curtain around my rough pine table. Brother Canwright put me up extra shelves in my room. Mr. Walling came along, exchanged his lumber wagon for our new buggy to use for a few days. We got 4 loads of broken wood. I helped them pick it up. My husband worked considerably for him. We got up a nice pile of wood. Elder Canwright took sitz bath. The teams passed on their way to Middle Park. Editors, ministers, and citizens were on their way to recreate. We had 2 very precious seasons of prayer in the forest of pines. Mr. Walling came in the night. Left letters from Loughborough and Andrews. Left our buggy top, which he brought from Central. Wallings Mills. It is a beautiful morning. My husband and myself walked out after family prayer. We prayed by ourselves in the valley. My husband and Sister Hall rode up to Wallings Mills. Mrs. Lasley came with Bertie and her children to go to Central. I wrote 5 letters, 4 pages to Sister E. High of California, Yolo County. 4 pages to Emma White. 3 pages to Brother Nicola. 2 pages to Sister Kilgore. 2 pages to Sister Sawyer. My husband and Sister Hall returned before dinner. The clouds looked dark and threatening. We arranged the carpet for parlor, mended the carpet for bedroom. Both are old, but by a little economy they will do to save some work in washing floors. My husband, Elder Canwright, and Willie went for a load of wood. They had but just unhitched the horses after their return when it commenced raining, then hailing. We had both rain and hail in great quantities. The hail was as large as hazelnuts. The water rushed down from the mountain and came into our sleeping room close by the floor. 2 were engaged in mopping and baling up water with dustpan. The kitchen leaked and flooded the floor. The dining room leaked badly. This has been a broken day, as well as yesterday. Mrs. Lasky came from Blackhawk. She was out in all the rain. Her little girl, Rosa, was quite wet. Bertie was quite wet. We had their wet garments removed and exchanged for dry ones. They went home quite comfortable. They brought us letters from Brother Abbey and a new review, Wallings Mills. It is quite cool this morning after the storm yesterday. Our carpet seems very comfortable on the floor. My husband sends a letter to Brother Abbey today, returning his, that the directors may see it. We feel thankful that we have had a comfortable night's rest. I wrote a letter of 8 pages to Brother Abbey, 1 to Addie Merriam of 3 pages. Elder Canwright and his wife rode to Central. We spent a short time in the strawberry field. The hail had beaten off most of the strawberries. We gathered about 1 quart. We enjoyed our dinner very much. We put down the carpet in my writing room. Elder Canwright returned. They were out in a shower. We received the review, letters also from Elder Madison, our son Edson White, and from Dr. Kellogg. We had a season of prayer upon the mountains. We had a precious season of prayer where all took part at the commencement of the Sabbath. Gentlemen on their way to Middle Park called for bread to eat on the journey. We let them have what we had baked. They were from New York and Massachusetts. Wallings Mills. It is a beautiful day, but rather cool. I wrote 10 pages, 6 to Edson White, our son, and 4 pages to the Trustees of Publishing Association. My husband had an ill turn last night. He walked the street in front of the house until midnight. He has this morning sent a letter to Elder Van Horn. We walked out and had 2 seasons of prayer. I wrote some upon my book, Spirit of Prophecy. Prepared articles for instructor, Wallings Mills. I wrote letters. Mrs. Lasley came to see us. Mr. Walling came. Although it was raining, Willie, Mr. Walling, my husband, and myself mounted our horses and rode through the thick woods all over his farm. We rode miles. I was not much weary. We think it is a very nice place. We wish to buy it. We pray that the Lord may direct us in this as well as all our matters. When we returned, Mr. Lasley, wife, and children were at our house. We entertained them as well as we could. Sister Hall prepared supper for them, and they all left feeling well, I think. We had some talk with Brother and Sister Canwright, Wallings Mills. We had still further conversation with Brother and Sister Canwright. They both rose up and resisted everything we said. I feel so sorry. My husband got his foot burned. We rode out. Went to Blackhawk. Got mail, several letters which gave us relief at last. Brother Lindsay wrote the facts in regard to the state of things at Battle Creek. Dr. Kellogg also wrote out in regard to matters. Wallings Mills. James was quite sick. I was up with him. We prayed together, and he was relieved, and the Lord gave him rest in sleep. We felt it duty to have some conversation with Brother and Sister Canwright. He was well stocked with unbelief, ready to pour out his complaints upon us, and, I think, anyone who would give him an opportunity. We said some plain things to them. They went to Brother Tucker's. My husband sent articles for review. I sent several letters. Wallings Mills. It is rainy and unpleasant. My husband, Willie, and myself went to town. My husband was very poorly. We could not get out of the carriage, but returned immediately. Our box had not come. I put in the office, reformer matter for Battle Creek. I sent letters to several. I put in the office letters for Edson and Lindsay. We rode out, went around by Sashinger's Mills. It was a most desolate place. I was glad to return to our home. Wallings Mills. It is still unpleasant. Willie went horseback for the mail. He returned with a number of letters, one large package from Elder Canwright. I thought not best to read it, for I had matter to write out and wished not to have my mind disturbed. Mr. Walling called. All went up to Mr. Lasley's but me. I remained to write to Elder Canwright. My mind was much depressed, as I realized that Satan was so powerful with his temptations upon our people. Mr. Walling came to remain for the night. Wallings Mills. We have a morning dark and foggy. The like has not been seen for years. Mr. Walling took breakfast with us, remained till after prayers. We had written in one day about 28 pages to different individuals. We went to Blackhawk. It was very unpleasant. We had a special season of prayer in the log shanty, being too wet in the grove. Received urgent letters of invitations to go to California and be at the camp meeting. We do not feel that God will send us to California this year. Wallings Mills. Early in the morning, we had a special season of prayer in the log house. I wrote upon matters of importance for Canwright. We went up in the woods, the whole family, and had a season of prayer. We arose early and went to the log house and had a season of prayer. The blessing of the Lord seemed to rest upon us. Mr. Lasley and family came to spend the day with us, were desirous for instructor and review sent to their children. We sent them a package cheerfully. Mr. Lasley accommodated us by getting our box from depot. Mrs. Lasley and ourselves all went to find gooseberries. Spent about 1/2 hour. Our box came. Found it half full of reviews and instructors and reformers for distribution. We had our special season of prayer in Log House. Willie left for Blackhawk to bring Brother and Sister Canwright and Sister Shaw. I devoted my time to writing. We had a little movement cure climbing the mountain back to our house. About 5 o'clock, Willie came with Brother and Sister Canwright, Sister Shaw, and her two children. We were glad to meet them. Letters received from Elder Loughborough and Elder Cornell. Good reports from meetings. Sister Sawyer writes, also Sister Lockwood from Holly. Letter from Brother Lindsay. We wrote 20 pages today. We had a precious season of prayer. We did not retire till after 10. My husband has been writing a special piece for review. We arose early and tried to complete the writing commenced, to take to Black Hawk Post Office. Sister Shaw went with us to Black Hawk. We took dinner on the way by the side of a rock. Willie took Sister Shaw to Nevada to her sister's. We then returned to Black Hawk and home again. Sister Canright spoke of going to Golden City with Sister Shaw today. We persuaded her not to go. We wanted them to rest contented until we could get the matter written for them and could talk over the matters where we could not see alike. Brother and Sister Canright are self-deceived, self-righteous, and unless they change their course, they will not have the blessing of God to attend their labors. We feel distressed and much burdened. We walked out to the log house and prayed earnestly to God. We had a precious, impressive season of prayer. The blessing of God rested upon us in great measure. We talked with Brother Canright and prayed for them, but they do not seem to be impressed at all. They seem unfeeling, as unimpressible as stones. We had a precious season of prayer in early morning in the log house. We wrote very diligently until nearly 12 o'clock to get our matter into the mail. Sister Hall and Willie accompanied us to Black Hawk. We took dinner on the road. We received letter from Elder Cornell and Lindsay and Abby. We went to Central to purchase a small stove to take with us when we should camp out and to use here on necessary occasions. We devoted some time in prayer to God alone before breakfast. We had some assurance of His presence and of His grace. We wrote 21 pages of foolscap. We had no rest upon the Sabbath. We walked out into the grove of evergreens and there made supplication to God for His presence and His grace. We had our private season of prayer before family prayer. I resumed my writing. Wrote 16 pages of foolscap and handed them to Brother Canright to read. I felt that my heart was as heavy as lead. I told my husband, Elder Canright, and his wife were rejecting my testimony to them. In the evening, we had some conversation with them, and my conviction was confirmed. I was very weary, felt that I had written too much. They seemed so very uneasy, I tried to hurry up my writing when I was unable to write a line. We walked out, although it was raining, and enjoyed a precious season of prayer. I then wrote as busily as I could until time for us to leave for Black Hawk. I then read my manuscript in the carriage, correcting it as I rode, and had it but just ready when we drove up to the post office. We purchased some things very cheap. In returning, I was in considerable pain. As we got home and came into the house, I could not stand erect. I was obliged to go to bed. As my pain continued, I took sitz bath, which gave immediate relief, but my pain came on again. I took fomentations. I purged and vomited freely. I had not had such an attack for years. I rested some, but suffered much. Wallings Mills. I was unable to leave my bed. Could eat no breakfast. The team was obliged to go to Black Hawk. My husband desired me to go. We decided it could do me no harm. I felt refreshed by the air, endured the journey much better than I feared. We received several good letters. We returned, having purchased some crockery. The next morning, Brother and Sister Canright decided to leave for Golden City. I was very weak, but I copied several pages for them of testimony given me for their correction. We felt greatly relieved after they left. Their spirit and their unbelief were very painful to us. Wallings Mills. We had a precious season of prayer in the log house. We prepared matter for testimony number 23, but could not look it over and correct it as we would have been glad to do. We again rode to Black Hawk Post Office. As we returned, we gathered a few quarts of raspberries on Dory Hill. Wallings Mills. We devoted the time to writing and praying to the Lord. My husband was much depressed. It seemed to him so cruel to be pressed and burdened in his feeble health with the case of Elder Canright. We walked up the mountain into the grove and knelt in prayer. The blessing of the Lord rested upon us. My husband was greatly encouraged. We praised the Lord with weeping that he had indeed met with us. Wallings Mills. We went to Rollinsville to gather raspberries. We all gathered about 14 quarts. My husband and Willie built a bridge to cross the stream. We enjoyed the day very much. Wallings Mills. We felt that it was our privilege to rest. We wrote to Elder Butler in regard to Elder Canright's position. A messenger came to us with the sad news that Bertie Walling had broken his legs. We prepared to go immediately to see the afflicted boy. We drove a short distance when we had a storm of rain and hail. We retreated to our house. We had a hard hailstorm. We decided not to venture until the next day. Wallings Mills. We prepared to go to Middle Boulder to see Mr. Walling and the afflicted boy. We found the boy quite comfortable. We took Mr. Parker in our carriage and brought him back. He was the editor of the Industrial Age. His health gave way, and he was obliged to flee from St. Louis to save his life. We returned and ate our dinner at Middle Boulder, designing to gather berries, but it looked like storm and we returned. Looked over several pages of manuscript, The Temptation of Christ.